Check Your Health segments brought to you by the University of Rochester. Jackie Dozier is here. Director of Community Health and Wellness at Common Ground Health. It has been quite the discussion this morning. I want to get back into our conversation. So I know we were talking about COVID and RSV, which popped up after COVID but became a serious issue, and the concerns that we as Black people have about health and the healthcare industry. You go out and engage people, answer questions, try to make them feel a little bit more comfortable or get them more informed mm-hmm. on what's going on. There are common everyday things that we're doing. We talked about this last week. Maybe too much sugar, too much salt. We talked a little bit about food off air and Thanksgiving dinner, and that took me in another spin in another direction. I don't even think we got time for that one, but because it was so interesting what you said. But can you talk a bit about what Common Ground Health does? Common Ground Health does in engaging the community and getting them out, getting people out to talk to individuals about what's going on with their health.
Sure. So I want to make it clear that Common Ground Health is not a service provider organization. Mm-hmm. So we're not clinical, we're not medical. Our community engagement department works to provide prevention education mm-hmm. to people on the various health disparities, high blood pressure, diabetes. We also have a team of data analytics who collect the data mm-hmm. around those health disparities, yeah. right? So we can go out into the community and talk about that to people, because you can't have one without the other, right? Yeah. You've got to have both, right? So, data socialization is very important. But we actually tap into the senior community. We tap into the youth community. We tap into all of our communities, right? So our target population is really focused on all of the focus areas, which are formerly called the Crescent areas. Mm-hmm. So we go out, we sit at tables when folks are having different events, hand out literature around, high blood pressure, diabetes, eye health, yeah. how to take care of your eyes, mm-hmm. right? So we do the prevention piece of it. We go out and we talk to people. We build relationships with people mm-hmm. to try and get people to kind of pivot their way of thinking,
yeah.
right? So, and we don't get everybody, because everybody is,
not ready.
But the yeah. important thing is, if you want to live longer, mm-hmm. and be healthy, you can still do the things that you want to do. You just have to do things in moderation. When we talk, especially when you talk about eating,
yeah,
right? Yeah. We have to change our mindsets. We have to, think about, okay, do I need, this whole bag of candy, right? Like, mm-hmm. I'm a candy eater. I love candy.
Happy Halloween.
Right? Yeah, for sure.
It's like 2 weeks
away. I love
candy,
yeah, yeah. but I don't like too much of cake, pies, and cookies. But I like penny candy, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Jolly Ranchers, Now or Later, yeah. those kinds of
yeah,
things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so there's times when I go on a binge, and I can tell the difference in my body when I've eaten too much candy,
yeah.
right? And so then I have to pull back. And I have to, and I'm being mindful, one, because I'm getting older, mm-hmm. right? And so I'm being mindful of what my body says to me, because our bodies always tells us
what's really
going on.
Yeah.
We may ignore them, right? Because everything that we do, even when we talk about the health disparities, they're preventable.
Yeah. A lot of
high blood pressure is preventable. Diabetes is preventable. Hmm. And it's not saying that you have to stop eating everything that you eat. Hmm. You eat it in moderation.
Yeah. I want to go back to the food thing in a minute, but Seth, I think you had a really good question as far as what's the biggest health concern.
Yeah, ask Ms. Dozier, what's the biggest health concern? What's the biggest issue in Rochester?
And I said violence.
You said violence.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can... And I'm just going to use this as an example. Because
yep.
Common Ground Health, you go around to different communities in the city and you talk about different things to prevent you from catching diabetes or having high blood pressure. You can give these recommendations, alter this, alter that, and you can be good. But when it comes to violence, how do you treat that problem in this community? Because you can't stop violence.
Can you?
Or can you?
I think we can. It's about relationship building, right? Mm-hmm. Like I talk about community engagement.
Mm-hmm.
It's about going out into the community and talking to our folks. and seeing what's really going on in our community. Why is this really happening? And I'm not talking about going out, you know, one evening. There are groups that are going out there every single night, but it's not enough of us. Mm-hmm. And when I say building relationships within the community, people need to see us in our communities. People, we need to regain the trust that we had once in our communities. We need to find out what's really happening in people's homes, what's really happening in these neighborhoods. And the only way that we're going to do that is to be visible. Mm. We have to build trust back in our communities. And when you talk about, you know, not being able to fix gun violence, you think about, okay, you think about the victim and the perpetrator, right? And then you got, don't forget, you got the families, right? So this is a lot of stress on both sides, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. The families, the both families.
Yeah.
High blood pressure. Stress causes high blood pressure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So how do we, again, how do we alleviate all of this? We have to come together because only we can fix our communities. We.
Yeah.
Only we can fix our community. And in order to do that, we have to have better relationships with one another. We don't have to like each other.
Yeah. We were talking about that on the healthcare sort of field. The relationship between people and health got fractured during 2020, mm-hmm. during the pandemic. I'm not going back to that. I'm just talking about we're not in as good a space as we thought we were.
No.
I think the healthcare industry started figuring like, uh-oh, you know, there's somebody that's on YouTube telling some story that people are believing more than the doctors who've been studying this mm-hmm. for the last 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. So it's turned into sort of that building the trust back. You go out, you're out, you talk to individuals. Mm-hmm. Are we just not as connected as we used to be? I mean, I can get in touch with anybody I want. But it seems like I don't want to get in touch with anybody.
Well, and so COVID had a lot to do with that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we were very isolated the first couple of years, mm-hmm. right? We couldn't go out. We couldn't, you know, we had to be home. Everybody was working from home with yeah. their jobs. The thing is for us, though, as Black people, we are relationship people. And I'm going to continue to say that.
Yeah.
Right? Relationships matter to us. Mm-hmm. No matter what.
Yeah.
Not the object. The relationship.
Mm-hmm.
They matter to us. And when we are not engaged in conversation or not being able to be in front of one another, there's an issue.
Yeah.
And these relationships, I would argue, they can't be transactional.
They mm-mm. cannot
they need to be
transactional.
Long-term,
yeah.
engaged, yeah. Bi-directional, on Tuesday afternoon in Wegmans, you know, on Saturday at
yeah,
the park,
yeah, yeah,
right? And
yeah.
so that trust over time begins to be built back.
Yeah,
well, you mentioned church. You guys work with churches, mm-hmm. try to get them information as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Every Sunday, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. like Clayton just said, mm-hmm. that's every Sunday. And sometimes multiple days, not
multiple
even just
days,
Sunday. Yeah,
right.
It's not just, people just think church Sunday, that's it.
No, no.
There's other mm-hmm. stuff that goes
yeah,
on at church.
Tuesday through Sunday.
2 days through Sunday. So on Monday they rest.
Right, right. Monday is a rest day.
Either way. So we were talking a bit about this. Once again, Jackie Dozier joins us now, Director of Community Health and Wellness at Common Ground Health. We're talking a little bit about food. And the reason why I want to go back to that is because we started, I don't know how we did it, but in 15 minutes, we went from trying to help the community get the health information to
mac and cheese
and grandmama's cooking. And you said something I thought was very interesting, guys. Thanksgiving coming up. You were talking a bit about people's identity being attached to the food and the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the ingredients is the concern.
Right.
Too much salt, too much sugar, too much whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But the person attached to it, they become famous for mm-hmm. grandma's insert great food that grandma made.
Mm-hmm. Sweet potato pie.
You have no idea.
You know what I'm about to say.
Yeah, I know what you're about to say.
Pumpkin pie is better.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
does that come
know.
With less sugar?
I think it does, though.
We might have some
pound cake
fans listening, I hope.
It does. With less sugar. It does.
Yes. Pound cake with extra icing.
That's about third on the list. But it's on the list.
Top five.
So we were talking a little bit about that, and I really want to get into this because this is a discussion we talked about before. It's preventative, but a lot of people attach their identity to that pie,
yeah.
to that those greens, yeah. to those yams, I'm like, damn, I've had sweet potato pie, but ain't none better than on else. Like, ain't none better than, and that, and you're absolutely right. It's very hard to detach from that.
It is.
Because they know the ingredients. Yeah. It ain't written down, right. But they know the ingredients, and the ingredients
no
are
leveling.
Yeah, yeah. There's no leveling.
Eyeballing.
And the ingredients are hurting us. Hurting us now, hurting us then, mm-hmm. But we've grown on it. It's a part of our identity.
And it is a part of our identity, right? Like, again, I use the term intergenerational,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, there are certain foods that we grew up on. There are certain foods, and like I said earlier, I had an aunt
mm-hmm.
who became a diabetic and who used to cook, like, big pots, yeah. stock pots
yeah.
of food with ham hocks and the greens.
I know the smell well.
And I will never forget the day that she came home mm-hmm. and from the doctors and said she didn't know how she was going to be able to cook anymore because she didn't know any other way to cook, right? And she literally was crying. My aunt was probably about 70
mm-hmm.
then. But here again, that's how she was brought up. That's right. What she ate when she was brought up. Mm-hmm. So it was passed on from generation to generation. Mm-hmm. And so for me, and I also mentioned, like, yams is one of my favorites, yep. right? And so when we have family gatherings, that's the first thing people say. Can you cook some yams?
Yes.
Right? But what I've learned is that I've had to lessen the sugar.
Yeah.
I've had to lessen the syrup. And I've had to lessen the butter. Right? And if you don't tell them that it's been lessened.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I already know.
Right?
Yeah,
right?
It's true.
So,
it's very true.
So it really is about, you know, changing our mindsets.
Yeah.
And trying and wanting to just live happier and healthier because like I said earlier, our bodies tell us when something's going on. If we're not eating right, if we're not sleeping right,
mm-hmm.
if we're not drinking enough water,
mm-hmm.
our bodies tell us that.
Yeah.
And so these are some of the things that we as part of Common Ground Health and our community engagement team try to get out into the community.
I think like I said before, I think you're very brave. I think you go out there. There's some people that come with beliefs and ideologies before you even shake their hand
mm-hmm.
And try to get them to open up. And I will say this, we said this off air and I will say this, it's okay to change your mind.
It is.
You might have had a view on whatever, RSV or COVID or the flu before. As you get older, maybe you get a little bit more information, maybe there's some other stuff that comes up. You're allowed to change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the time it's the ego and that sticks there. And it's like, well, I said this and I went in deep on it. And I'm like, well, now I have new data yeah. and information.
Right. And that's the key, right? Knowing is the key,
mm-hmm.
right? So a lot of times we, you know, we listen to what other people are saying,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we base why we are not doing something simply around that.
Mm.
Educate yourself.
Yeah.
Educate yourself.
With more than one
source. Because we are all different with more than one source.
Yes.
Right? And again, we are trusted messengers at Common Ground Health.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, educate yourself, you know, and to find out what works and what fits best for you as an individual.
Jackie Dozier, when you see Common Ground Health and you guys are out and about, multiple events, multiple days, go up and say hi. Just say, hey, you know what? I heard Jackie Dozier on WDKX during the Check Your Health segment, the University of Rochester. I wanted to say hi. This is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm feeling. These are the symptoms that I'm having. What do you recommend?
I would recommend that they first, if they don't have a physician, to find a primary care physician.
Okay.
And we're good resources.
Oh, you can help somebody
for
with that.
We partner with the University of Rochester, mm-hmm. URMC. We partner with Monroe County Department of Health. We partner with Rochester Regional Health. So we are a good resource for our community. But I would recommend if you are feeling some kind of way, and even not just physically, mm-hmm. mentally.
Yeah.
Yep.
Same thing.
Same yep. thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? Again, our bodies tells us when we're not well.
No. You got to take those signs. If you're not feeling right, you know, find somebody to talk to. If you get a chance and you see Common Ground Health out, say hi.
Yeah.
So I say, hey, this is what I'm dealing with.
That engagement is so important.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want the community to be healthy. We want the community to be strong. And we can't do it alone. It takes everyone, and you know, communities are strongest when people are healthy and engaged.
Mm. That's right.
Absolutely.
My favorite motto is, don't get upset, guys. When women are healthy, our villages are healthier.
That's almost like
I'm upset.
That's almost like happy. What is it? Happy wife, easy life.
That's right. Okay. Okay. All right. All right.
I don't know about that
no
one.
No egos here. Okay. Got it. Got it. All right.
Tried everything else. You might want to try that. WDKX is the Wake Up Club. Jackie, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me. Oh, my gosh. It's been fun. Thank you.
Great, great conversation. Clayton, I see you, man. All right.
Take care.
We are 103.9 WDKX. Check Your Health segment brought to you by the University of Rochester.